This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Six communities in Colorado have received grants from the state's transportation department to modify roads and public spaces to help with social distancing efforts during the pandemic. Aspen will use part of its $50,000 grant to increase its e-bike capacity. Alamosa, Littleton, and Frisco will also get that same amount to help change roadways in order to increase distancing in highly trafficked areas. In total, the state will award more than $4 million. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's up to Democratic leaders and the White House to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. His comments come after Senate leader Mitch McConnell said about a third of his Republican members will not support any package. Bennett says in an Instagram live session that it's important to reach agreement on issues like extending that federal unemployment benefit, which he says is helping the overall economy.
Because we put that unemployment benefit in there, working people have actually continued to spend money in this economy.
Doctors warn the developing brains of children and teens. One of the major sticking points is how much additional unemployment help the federal government should provide to Americans. Democrats and the White House held another round of talks today. And a statewide survey says Colorado high schoolers are still smoking electronic cigarettes at very high rates. About a quarter in Colorado say they have vaped in the last month. The last time the survey was conducted, Colorado had the highest rate of teen vaping among the states surveyed. 17-year-old Alden Burt, a senior at Gunnison High, says he's not surprised by the findings.
Well, it's pretty jarring. Pretty much everybody I know and hang out with vapes or is addicted to nicotine.
Doctors warn that the developing brains of children and teens are particularly vulnerable to nicotine. Potential long-term health impacts include addiction to nicotine and respiratory problems. Teens also report a sharp increase in their use of ultra-potent cannabis products. And stick with us, there's still lots of things to come on All Things Considered. Up next, we're heading to El Paso, where a year ago, a gunman killed 23 people at a Walmart there. The shooter targeted Latinos, drawing attention to a larger problem in the U.S., violence against Latinos. It is 73 degrees in Colorado Springs with a chance of rain tonight. This is CPR.